Mu'ud Katan, Perek base, Mishnah base, 2-2, and really the same thing all over again here. Instead of having olives to press, this person has grapes to make, from which he wants to make wine. So the case says, V'chein, the same principle applies. Mishahaya yeno baso chabor, if one has his grape juice, wine, same thing, in the bor. The bor is the pit. This is after you press your grapes. You don't use a press with grapes, you use your feet because you don't want to break the pits and make it bitter. But you basically tread on the grapes, the juice leaks out, it will then run down through a little conduit into a reservoir in the ground. That reservoir is like a plastered pit called the bor. So all the grape juice now is sitting inside that reservoir, and his intention was to take it out from the reservoir and put it into, you know, bottles, I guess, whatever sorts, or a barrel. But the Erob Evel, before he had a chance to do it, and it's Sukkos is on the way, he became a mourner, or Ones, or some other circumstance beyond his control happened, making him sick or unable to complete the bottling of the grape juice. Oshi Tu Polim, or his workers messed him up, just like the previous Mishnah. They didn't show up, although they said they would, and now he's arrived at Sukkos. His grape juice is sitting inside that outdoor hole in the ground. If he doesn't attend to it, it's going to spoil. So the Mishnah says, and this is Rabbi Yossi first here. Rabbi Yossi was the second in the previous Mishnah, and usually the second here he comes first because we're on the topic of Rabbi Yossi. He says, Zolif Vagomer Vagaf Kadarko. He says, like in the previous Mishnah, Kishita, so once it's permitted to do Malacha for the sake of Davra Avid, and here it's definitely Davra Avid, he's going to lose his grape juice if he doesn't take it out of the pit. So we can do the entire process. He can pour it out. He can bottle it up. He can seal the containers that will hold the grape juice. That's the Gaf Kadarko. All in a normal way. No shinin required. All permitted. Div Rabbi Yossi, that's Rabbi Yossi Shita and the Halacha. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Like in the previous mission, he's more Machmir. And he says, Kashita so, Omer Oslo Lemudim. He says, no, you can't do all that work. You can just do enough work to prevent yourself from incurring a loss. And that means take boards and put the boards to cover the pit outside. If it's covered, the bugs won't get in, the sun won't shine on it. The grape juice may not be ideal, but it certainly won't be spoiled, and therefore that'll be enough bishvil shlo yachmitz to prevent the grape juice from spoiling altogether, and that's all that you're permitted to do on Chol HaMoed. Again, halacha is like the Rabbi Yossi, that once one is permitted to prevent a davar avid, like in the case of the grape juice and in the case of the olive oil, one is permitted to do everything he needs to do to get it done, so that would be the halacha as well. If the question is, well, wait a second, these two cases are exactly the same. What if two Mishnahs, one talking about olive oil, one talking about grape juice, they're the exact same thing? The answer is, you're right. The Gemara asked that question, and the answer is, the difference is because you might have thought that since olive oil is very expensive, that's why Rabbi Yossi was lenient, because he shouldn't lose that incredible loss of all the olive oil. And similarly, apparently grape juice is quite cheap in the time of the Mishnah, and therefore the thought was maybe the only reason that you're getting the stricture of Rabbi Yehuda is because of grape juice, but by olive oil he'd be more lenient. The answer is no. They stick to their guns and they're consistent throughout the shitas, whether it's a larger or smaller loss. If it's a significant loss, it's a davar avid, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, one can do what he has to do. And the whole process, once it's permitted, the whole process is permitted to prevent himself from incurring a loss.